Good morning. Let's pray. Lord, as we look in your word this morning, give us hearts that are open to you. Help me to speak your word clearly. And help all of us to obey you. I pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
There are two topics I've always avoided as a pastor.
作为一位牧师，有两个题目我是经常的，就是有意的去避免来谈的。
I never earned the Husband of the Year award.
我从来也不是年度最佳丈夫。
So I've tried not to speak on marriage.
所以我通常我不大去讲关于婚姻的讲道。
And I never got one of those world's greatest dad trophies.
我也从来没得到世界上最佳的爸爸的奖杯。
So I've tried not to speak on raising children.
所以我一般也不讲怎么教养儿童。
But this morning I want to look at the question, how do we disciple our children?
但是今天早上我想要看看这个问题，我们怎么样来教育我们的孩子成为门徒。
Now there are three things I want to say before I start.
在我开始之前，我有三个事情我要跟大家说明一下。
First of all, a topic like that, I always am concerned because a big part of the congregation will just immediately say, well, I don't have children, so this doesn't relate to me.
第一个就是我一直都担心说我一说这个话题，可能很多人就说我孩子已经都大了，我身边没有小孩子了，所以这个题目跟我没关系。
But while I'm going to look especially at parents, the principles that we're going to talk about apply to discipling those around you and discipling even yourself.
但是我今天要讲的就是对我们所有的做家长的都是实用的，不管你身边有没有孩子，不管你自己的孩子在不在家，你周围你的人都你都可以去影响你周围的人，甚至也可以影响你自己。
And then I want to say something to you whose children are already grown.
我想要跟那些孩子们已经长大的这些家长们说，
Please don't let anything I say this morning become a club that the devil uses to beat you up.
不要让我今天跟大家所说的话让撒旦用来当一个大棒朝你的头上挥过去。
No parent has done everything right.
没有一个家长能够把一切的事情都做得完美。
And so as I talk this morning, if you think, oh, I wish I had done things differently.
所以今天如果我跟你说的时候你想到说哎呀我当年如果这样做就好了的话。
Please remember, God's grace is greater than our failures.
请记得，神的恩典要大于我们的失败。
And He can redeem situations where we've blown it.
我们在有些情况下，事情被我们自己给搞糟了，但是神是可以把它挽回的。
And then to you, parents who have children at home.
对这些家里还有小孩子的，有孩子在你身边的这些家长。
One reason I always hesitate about this topic is there are no formulas for raising children.
其中一个原因就是我为什么不愿意，通常不大愿意讲关于儿童教养的事情，因为没有一个公式是适用于所有人的。
So this morning I am not giving you four steps to a perfect child.
所以今天早上我也不会给你怎么样教养一个完美的儿童，有四个步骤，你只要一个一个去做就好了，不是这样。
If I ever figure that out, I will write a book.
如果我真正能找到这个教养完美的孩童的秘诀的话，我就会写一本书。
And the rest of my life, my travels will all be first class.
如果这本书真的是这么写出来，而且很成功的话，我以后不管去世界哪个地方去旅行，我都可以坐公务舱的。
Never again will I sit in an uncomfortable airplane seat.
我以后去海外旅行，我再也不用去坐经济舱了。
But this morning, I just want to share some thoughts from Deuteronomy on how we nurture our children as disciples.
今天早上我想要跟大家分享的就是《生命记》里面告诉我们怎么样来教养我们的孩童。
Four words that I hope you will remember.
有四个词我希望大家记住。
That sum up what I want to say.
这里头就等于是我今天讲到的一个总结。
Show.
给他们看。
Teach.
然后教导。
Remember.
让他们记得
and trust.
而且要信靠。
The first thing I want us to see this morning is that to build our child's faith, we must show them what it means to be a disciple.
我想要说的第一件事就是要让孩子们成为门徒，我们必须要让孩子们看到什么样，成为门徒是个什么样子。
We're looking in Deuteronomy 6,
我们来看看《生命记》的第六章。
Moses is going to talk about how we train our children, how we disciple them.
摩西跟教导的就是我们怎么样来训练培养我们的孩子。
But we're starting at verse 4, he says this.
在第四节，六章的四节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Before Moses says anything about teaching our children,
在摩西跟我们说到关于教养孩子的任何事之前
he says, parents,
他说家长们听着
you must love God with all your soul, heart, might.
你家长们你们必须要尽心尽性尽力爱我们的神。
Before we can teach our children to be disciples, you and I must be disciples.
在我们教养孩子们成为门徒之前，你我必须要首先成为门徒。
We cannot raise our children to be committed disciples if they see that we are half-hearted in our commitment.
如果我们自己在我们的信仰上，在我们的委身上都是三心二意的，我们无法教导出尽心尽意爱主的孩子。
Some parents are like the mother who was disciplining her son for lying.
有的家长就好像是这个妈妈，这个妈妈在教她的孩子不要撒谎。
He had lied to her. She was very angry.
这个儿子跟妈妈撒了谎，妈妈非常生气。
She says, "You must never, ever tell a lie for any reason."
所以这个妈妈就跟儿子讲，不管是出于什么原因，你永远绝对都不要撒谎。
And as she is talking, the doorbell rings.
她正在跟教训孩子的时候，这个门铃响了。
She sees that it's a salesman.
她一看门口，哎呦，是个卖货的这个推销员。
And she sends her boy to answer the door.
她就让儿子去开门。
Tell him I'm not at home.
你告诉他我不在家。
This mother could not teach her son to be honest.
所以这样的一个妈妈，她没有法子教她的孩子诚实的。
Because no matter what he heard her say.
因为不管儿子听到妈妈说的是什么。
He saw that mom was not honest.
他看到的妈妈做事不诚实。
We cannot teach our children to be committed disciples.
所以我们也没法子教导我们的孩子成为委身的这个门徒。
We can't teach our children to put God at the center of their life.
我们也没法教导孩子把神放在他们生命的中心。
If he's not the center of our lives.
如果神不是我们生命的中心的话。
And so before he says anything about teaching our children.
所以在我们或者是摩西说任何关于培养教导孩子的事情之前
Moses says to us
摩西对我们说
You must love God with all your heart
你们必须要尽心
All your soul
尽性
All your might
尽力
We must show them what it means to be a disciple
我们必须要把献给孩子们看做门徒是什么样的
If my first priority in my life is money career success
如果我自己的在我的人生之中最重要的一件事是金钱是职业是我的未来的话
I can't say to my children
我没法跟我的孩子说
you must love God with all your heart
你必须尽心尽性尽意爱主
Now I'm not saying those things are bad things
我不是说这些事情是坏事
They're not
不是坏事情
But nothing even good things Nothing can be more important than my walk with God.
但是没有任何一件事，甚至即使是好的事情，能够比我跟神同行更重要。
It's not that money or career or success is bad.
并不是说金钱了，我们的职业了，我们的成功不重要，是坏事情，不是。
In fact, if I were preaching this to pastors, I would say to them.
实际上，如果我是在跟一些培训一些牧师们，我会跟他们这样说。
If my first priority is ministry.
如果我的首先最重要的一件事是我的事工
I cannot say to my children
我就不能对我的孩子说
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart
你要尽心尽性尽力爱主
Nothing even the best of things can take God's place as the ultimate priority in my life
在我们的生命中位于第一的必须是主没有任何一件别的事甚至是最好的一件事都不能代替主在我们心中的位置
If I want to disciple my children, I must show them what it means to be a committed disciple.
如果我想要我的孩子成为门徒，我必须要显给他们看什么样成为门徒是个什么样子。
Then, to build our child's faith, we must teach them what it means to be a disciple.
第二件事就是为了要培养孩子成为门徒的话，我们必须要教导他们怎样成为门徒。
Verse 6.
第六节。
And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart.
我今日所吩咐你们的话都要记在心上。
You shall teach them diligently to your children.
也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
First, I must show my children what it means to be a disciple.
首先，我必须要让孩子们看到成为门徒是什么样子。
Then I must send them to the church youth group to learn what it means to be a disciple.
然后我就把我的孩子送到教会的这个青少年这个班上，还有主日学，就让他学习怎么样成为门徒。
Right, brother? No.
是不是这样的？庞长老说不是的。
The youth group will help.
我们的青少年这个团队是可以帮助你。
The church will help.
我们的教会可以帮助你教养孩子。
Activities will help.
教会里的一些活动也可以帮助我们的孩子。
But I must teach my child what it means to be a disciple.
但是我必须要教导我自己的孩子成为门徒是什么意思。
Moses said, "Teach them diligently."
摩西说要殷勤教训你的儿女。
That word that's translated diligently means to pierce.
这个殷勤是什么意思？就是原文实际上就是把它扎透了、扎心那个意思。
He's saying teaching that pierces through a child's defenses and lodges in their heart.
他这个摩西的意思就是你的教训要能够穿透孩子的心房，让他们心里的这个城墙都被穿透。
We have a phrase in English to let something go in one ear.And out the other.
我们英文里头有一个成语，我们中文也有啊，就是这个一耳朵进一耳朵出，就是说的话都根本没听进去。
Do you have that in Chinese?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. I know your children know about it.
我们的孩子知道这句成语啊。
You start talking.
你开始跟他们讲话。
And you see them immediately.
你立刻就看得到。
They open up that little tube.That goes from one ear to the other.
他们的左边和耳朵跟右边耳朵是相通的，这边进去，这边就出来。
And you can talk as much as you want.
你可以不停地跟他们讲下去。
It doesn't bother them.
对他们来讲根本无所谓啊，他没听到嘛。
Now they're like a dog that's learned to say, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry."
他们就像一个小狗狗一样的，就是说啊，对不起，对不起，对不起。
But it's just going in one ear and out the other.
因为东西都是左耳进右耳就出去了。
Moses says, "Make sure your teaching goes in one ear and lodges."
摩西说：“你要保证你所说的话能从他们的耳朵里进去，而且在他们的心里住下。
Teaching that has a lasting impact.
而且你的教导一定要在孩子身上有个长久的影响。
So two questions: How do we teach our children diligently?
所以有两个问题，我们怎么样殷勤教训我们的儿女呢
？Moses shows us that we teach our children by creating an environment in which discipleship is a natural part of life.
摩西的教导是我们必须让孩子们看到成为门徒是我们生活自然的正常的生活的一部分。
Listen to what he says.
你听听摩西怎么说。
You shall teach them diligently to your children.
要殷勤教训你的儿女。
And here's how you're going to do it.
他就说 这就是你怎么去做。
You shall talk of them when you sit in your house.
你坐在家里。
When you walk by the way.
行在路上。
When you lie down.
躺下。
When you rise up.
起来。
And then he gives some things that look at the environment around them.
所以你让孩子们看看他们周围的环境。
Now Orthodox Jews today take these and follow these very literally in their dress.
你知道这个犹太人就是尤其是正统的犹太人都是把这些话是完全按照字面上理解，他们甚至他们穿戴上都是这样的。
But I think he's showing us you make an environment where being a disciple is part of life.
摩西的意思就是你要让在周围。孩子们的身边要有这样一个环境，让他们看到成为门徒是正常的生活的。
So he says, bind them on a sign as a sign on your hand.
他说你让他们系在手上为记号。
Frontlets between your eyes.
然后戴在额上为经文。
Write them on the doorpost of your house.
就要写在你房屋的门框上。
He's saying, create an environment in which all of life is centered around God.
他说你要制造这样的一个环境，让你生活之中所有的一切。中心都是神。
When you're sitting at home, when you're walking along the road, when you're driving, whatever you're doing,
你在躺下起来，不管你做任何事。
Discipleship is to be a normal part of life.
门徒训练应该成为正常生活的一部分。
Now, I think for a lot of us, we do something like this.
我们很多人经常要做的是这样的一件事。
We have some special service at church.
我们教会有一些特别的一些活动。
And we say, oh, I want to make sure that my children are there for this special time.
我说哦，教会这次要有一个特别的一个，比如说这个祷告会啦，特别的要请什么讲员啦，我一定要让我的孩子来听。
Or we try to have some special moment where we focus on discipling our children.
又或者是我们就在家里头也要特别的寻找一个特别的时机来跟孩子们讲怎么样成为门徒。
And there's a place for special times.
当然，我们生活之中是需要有这样特别的时刻的。
But I think Moses shows us the most effective way to disciple our children.
但是我想，摩西告诉我们的是，教育我们培育培门徒培训对我们孩子。最重要的是这样的一些场合
is to make it a normal part of everyday life.
就是让它成为我们日常生活正常生活的一部分
An environment where children can sit down at supper.
让这个环境变得就是孩子坐下吃饭的时候
And say, Mom, Dad, I'm really struggling with something.
孩子跟爸爸妈妈说爸妈我真的是为一件事在挣扎
And they can tell us about some doubts or some questions.
他们可以跟我们讲他们心里的挣扎，他们心里的疑惑和问题。
And they don't have to be afraid we're going to condemn them.
他不用担心我们会就是评判孩子。
Because we are growing together as disciples.
因为我们都是一起作为门徒在成长。
An environment in which sometimes we say to our child.
就这样的一个环境，有时候我们可以对孩子说。
You know, when you said that, I overreacted.
You can tell your child, when you told me that thing, my reaction was a little overreacted.
I got angry.
I was angry.
And I did not look like Jesus.
I was wrong. I was wrong.
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
I'm sorry.
对不起。
A world in which we're not afraid for our child to ask questions about God and His Word.
这样的一个环境里让我们不会觉得如果孩子们问我们关于我们的信仰关于神的问题啊什么的我们不会担心我们答不出来。
Even if we have to say, I don't know the answer.
即使你会说啊，我好像我真的是没有答案。
But I'll go ask Pastor Joe because he knows everything.
我会跟周牧师谈谈，因为周牧师什么都知道。
And then I'll come back and tell you.
然后我回来再告诉你。
We're discipling our children through daily life.
我们在日常的生活之中来培训、训练我们的、培养我们的孩子。
That's how we disciple them.
这就是我们怎么样培养他们。
Then what do we teach them?
那我们教导他们什么呢
Now we're not going to go through the whole book of Deuteronomy this morning.
我们今天早上不会读这个生命记整个的生命记。
But let me give you a summary in three parts of what this book does.
我想要跟大家一个总结，就是有三部分的内容。
First of all, it says that we must teach our children who we are.
首先是我们必须要教导孩子们我们是谁。
We are the people of God.
我们是神的子民。
You see, Deuteronomy is not addressed to the Canaanites.
你知道《生命记》可不是对迦南人说的呀。
It's not addressed to unbelievers.
也不是对不信的人说的。
Moses is speaking to the covenant people of God.
摩西是在对这些跟神已经立了约的人来讲的。
Including the children.
包括孩子们。
Now, I think the most important thing I'm going to say this morning is right here.
我相信今天早上我要讲的最重要的话就在这儿。
And I want to make sure you understand this.
我希望我一定要确信我们每个人都理解这句话。
I am not saying that your child is born as a believer committed to Jesus.
我不是说你的孩子生下来就是一个委身的基督徒。
But I think there's something important for us to understand.
但是我想有一点你们一定要理解。
When a child was born to Jewish parents,
当一个孩子生长在一个犹太人父母的家庭里
They were called a child of the covenant.
他们把这个孩子叫做盟约之子
One symbol of that for Jewish boys was that at 8 days old, they were circumcised.
这其中的一个标志就是犹太的男孩子生下来第八天要受割礼
Now let me tell you something that I learned in educational psychology.
我想要跟大家讲讲，就是我在学习这个教育心理学的时候，我学到的一点东西。
This is very profound.
这个是很深奥的哦。
If I were not well educated, I wouldn't know this.
如果我不是受过这样的教育心理学的教育的话，我真的不知道。
So listen up, this is worth a lot.
所以要仔细听，这个很重要。
At 8 days old,
八天大的孩子
，a baby does not know if he wants to be circumcised or not.
一个八天大的小婴儿知不知道他是不是想要被行割礼呢？他不知道。
right?
是不是？
The baby has no input in this decision.
所以这个决定不可能是这个小宝宝自己做的，肯定不是。
He's 8 days old.
这小宝宝只有八天大。
The parents are making that decision for the baby.
所以父母在为这个孩子做这个决定。
They are saying, "Our little boy is a child of the covenant."
这个父母是在说，我们的小宝宝是神的盟约之子。
Now, yes, when that little boy becomes an adult, he's going to have to choose how he will live.
当然，这孩子长大以后。成人以后，他可以选择他要怎么样来生活。
He can choose to rebel and live like a Canaanite.
他可以选择去反叛、叛逆，就像这些迦南人一样。
But he is starting life as a child of the covenant.
但是他生命开始的时候，他是作为神的盟约之子而开始他的生命。
Now someone said to me, "Yes, but that's in the Old Testament."
有人就跟我讲啊，是这样，但这是旧约呀。
New Testament is different.
新约是不一样的。
Acts chapter 2.
在这个使徒行传的第二章。
Peter says the promise is for you and your children.
使徒行传第二章三十九节，彼得说，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女。
Acts 10, Cornelius and his entire household is baptized when Cornelius comes to Christ.
使徒行传的第十章，就哥尼流信主的时候，他全家跟他一同信主的。
Acts 16, Lydia and her household are baptized.
这《使徒行传》第十六章，吕底亚跟他的全家一起受洗。
The Philippian jailer and all his family.
当时腓立比的这个狱卒和他的全家一起接受。
Again, yes, a child could rebel.
是的，一个孩子是可以叛逆，有可能会叛逆。
But in the early church, parents fully expected their entire household to become part of the faith.
但是在早期的教会，做父母的都是指望着全家人一起来接受他们这个神和与神之间的这个信仰和盟约。
And the same thing is true for us today.
在今天，这同样是这样的。
Yes, our children are going to have to make a personal commitment to Jesus.
是的，我们的孩子长大以后，他们必须要个人的要做出一个决定，是不是要接受耶稣基督成为救主。
But from earliest childhood,
但是在他们小的时候。
We should teach our children.
我们必须要教导我们的孩子。
You are a child of the covenant.
你是盟约之子。
We are raising you to be a disciple of Jesus.
我们在教导你成为耶稣的门徒。
You see, I'm afraid too many times as parents we communicate something like this.
我有点担心，我们通常很多时候我们是跟孩子这样来交流的。
Being a Christian is for grown-ups.
啊，做基督徒是大人长大以后成人的事。
You don't need to worry about that right now.
你现在不用担心这事儿。
Go to Sunday school, youth group, that's fine.
你去上主日学了，你去青少年参加青少年团契了，都没问题。
But right now, you need to focus on your grades.
但是现在你得把成绩提高一点哦。
When you finish high school, you can focus on Jesus.
当你这个高中学业完成之后，你就可以来专注于来寻求做门徒了。
I've never met a parent.
但是我从来没见过一个家长是这样的。
Who said?
他跟孩子说
，My child can brush his teeth when he's an adult.
我孩子长大以后他就会刷牙了。
Right now, other things are important.
在现在刷牙不重要，别的事儿更重要。
We know that in childhood we build the habits.That will last a lifetime.
我们知道，在我们童年时候形成的习惯会影响我们的一生。
And that includes our walk with Jesus.
这也包括我们与神同行。
So instead of saying someday when you are older, I hope you will become a Christian.
所以我们不应该对孩子说，哦，有一天你长大以后，你可能，我希望你能够选择与耶稣同行的这条路。
We should say to our children something like this.
我们应该这样跟孩子说。
God put you in our home.
神把你放到了我们家
，a Christian family，
这是一个基督徒的家庭。
And when he did that, he started you on the path to heaven.
当神开始这么做的时候，他已经把你放在走向天堂的这条路了。
And as your parents，
作为你的父母
，our number one job，
我们的首要的任务
is to do everything we can to help you continue on that path，
是帮助你做尽我们一切所能来帮助你继续走这条义路。
When I was a kid，
当我还。是个小孩子的时候。
There was an old man near us named Mr. Smith.
有一个老人家住在我们附近，就是史密斯先生。
I loved to visit this old man. He was a wonderful, interesting man.
这个人很有趣，我很喜欢去跟老人家谈谈话。
And one day we were talking, I said, how did you become a Christian?
有一天我们在聊天的时候，我就说，嘿，陈先生，你怎么成为基督徒的呢？
I was expecting some dramatic testimony.
我指望着听到一个很戏剧化的一个见证。
His testimony was very boring.
但是他给我的见证听起来有点很无聊。
Later, though, I realized how wonderful this testimony was.
但是后来我才意识到他的见证对我是非常棒的一个见证。
He said, well, this is how I became a Christian.
他说好吧，这就是我怎么样成为基督徒的呢？
My mom and dad raised our whole family to be Christians.
我爸爸妈妈让我们全家的孩子都教养我们成为基督徒。
From the beginning, we lived like Christians.
所以从小我们就是按照像基督徒的这样子来长大的。
We prayed like Christians.
我们祷告像基督徒一样祷告。
We went to church like Christians.
我们像基督徒一样去教会。
And when I was a teenager, I decided that since our family was Christian, I needed to follow Jesus.
所以在我十几岁成为青少年的时候，我就想，我们家人都是基督徒，我也想要跟从耶稣。
He said, "I've never changed my mind."
他说我从来就没有改变过主意。
And now I'm an old man, so I guess I'll be a Christian till I die.
他说现在我已经都这么大年纪了，我想我可能一直要成为基督徒直到死吧。
Mr. Smith's dad was very smart.
这个。史密斯先生的爸爸是非常聪明的。
Instead of saying, "Now, son, you are a sinner,"
他没有跟孩子说，孩子，你是个罪人。
But I hope that someday you'll turn to Jesus.
然后我希望有一天你会转向耶稣。
Mr. Smith said.
但史密斯先生不是这么说的。
Son,
他说儿子
，We're a family of believers.
我们全家都是信主的。
God has given you.
神把你给了我们家。
And we're going to make it the most natural thing in the world for you to continue in the direction God started.
我们想要你教养你，按照最自然的方式，让你能够一直行走在这条主所选择的一路上。
Parents, we should say to our children with great hope.
所以做父母的，我们应该怀着很大的盼望对孩子说
，You're a child of the covenant.
你是盟约之子。
And I have confidence that you're going to continue in that path.
我有信心你会在这条路上继续走下去。
We must teach our children who we are.
我们必须要教导孩子们我们是谁。
We're the people of God.
我们是神的子民。
Then Deuteronomy shows we must teach our children what God has done for us.
然后这生命记又告诉我们必须要教导孩子们知道神在我们身上做了些什么。
The first four chapters of Deuteronomy go back and review Israel's history.
前面四章，这个申命记前面四章都在讲这个神，他一直在回顾以色列的历史。
Those chapters are showing them what God has done.
这几章告诉他们神在对以色列民做了些什么。
This is who we are.
这就是我们是谁。
And this is what God has done.
这就是神在我们身上所成就的。
Because when we know what God has done for us, now we are motivated to follow Him and to be faithful.
因为如果我们知道神在我们身上成就的，我们就会有动机，我们就愿意继续沿着这条路去走。
Joshua 4 shows what this looks like.
这个约书亚记的第四章告诉我们这，他这些教导是。
The people of Israel crossed the Jordan River.
这个以色列人过了约旦河。
And as they are crossing, the water, the riverbed is dry.
当他们在过河的时候，这个河床就露出来，这个水都干了。
God has separated the water.
因为神已经把约旦的河水分开了。
And Joshua tells a group of men to take stones out of the middle of the riverbed.
所以约书亚就吩咐这些人到河的中间去拿一些石头。
Carry them across and build a monument beside the river.
把这些石头给搬到岸边来，在这儿建一个纪念碑。
And he says this.
他是这样说的。
When your children ask in time to come, what do these stones mean?
日后你们的子孙问你们说这些石头是什么意思？
You shall tell them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off.
因为约旦河的水在耶和华的约柜前断绝。
Imagine a family 30 years later.
你想象一下，如果一个家庭三十年之后从这里经过
，They're traveling, and a little boy says, "Dad, look at that pile of rocks. What is that?"
然后一个小男孩就问爸爸，这堆石头是什么意思
？And the dad says,
这个爸爸就说
"Your grandfather helped carry those rocks from the middle of the river and build that monument.
你的爷爷就曾经帮着一起从河的中间搬了大石头，搬到岸边来建这个纪念碑。
The little kid is going to say, Dad, how did he do that? The water's too deep. How did he get the rocks out of there?
这小孩子肯定会问啊，爸爸，那怎么可能啊？这个水这么深，他怎么能到河中间去拿大石头呢？
And a father tells his little boy how God divided the Jordan River and the people walked across on dry land.
然后这个爸爸就可以跟孩子讲着以色列人当年过约旦河是怎么样神把这个约旦河的水分开这个干地露出来所以人们就可以过约旦河
Can you imagine that little kid's amazement?
你可以想象这个孩子当时 他有多么的这个觉得是震惊吗
You mean God just separated the river?
你说神真的就把这个水就这样分开了吗
The land was dry?
这个河底的这个土都是干的吗
I bet the Canaanite gods can't do that.
相信这个迦南人的王，迦南人的神肯定做不了这样的事。
Our God must be amazing.
我们的神真的是太棒了。
Moses, Joshua wanted them to know this is what our God did.
摩西和约书亚都想要以色列人民众知道，这就是神所成就的。
And parents today.
所以今天的父母
，We must teach our children what God has done for us.
我们必须要教导我们的孩子，神在我们的身上做了些什么。
Parents, your children need to know your conversion story.
所以，做父母的，你的孩子们需要知道你是怎么样成为基督徒。
They need to know how God brought you from darkness to light.
他们想要，他们必须要知道神是怎样把你从黑暗带入光明。
They need to know how God has guided and directed your life.
他们需要知道神是怎样在你的生命中指点你，让你走正路。
As a family, we should pray together, and then we should celebrate as a family when God answers the prayers.
我们作为一个家庭要一起祷告，而且神回应我们祷告的时候，我们作为一个全家人要一起来欢呼。
Our children should see.That our God is amazing.
我们的神是多么伟大。
If we want to disciple our children,
如果我们想要孩子成为
we must teach them diligently.
我们必须殷勤教训他们。
We must teach them who they are.
我们必须教训他们。
We must teach them what God has done.
要教训他们，主在我们身上成就了些什么。
And then we must teach our children what God requires.
而且我们还要必须教导孩子，神所要求的是什么
？Now the order is important in Deuteronomy.
在《申命记》中，这个顺序非常重要。
First, Moses tells them what God has done.
首先，摩西告诉人们，神成就了些什么。
Then he gives them the law.
然后，摩西给他们律法。
But I have seen that many Christian families reverse the order.
我所看到的很多的基督徒家庭就把这个顺序搞反了。
We teach our children the law, what they must do, the rules.
我们首先先告诉孩子们这些律法，就是要做基督徒，你必须要遵守这些规则。
Long before we teach them what God has done for us.
我们在常常是在我们很久很久，就是跟孩子们讲神所成就的事之前，我们先告诉孩子要遵守的律法。
I used to teach in the Bible college.And I found many freshmen who came to college.
我发现很多的大一的新生。
They knew a long list of rules for Christians.
他们知道作为基督徒要遵守的这个规条，一大长串都有。
But they had never heard the story of their parents' conversion.
但是他们从来没有听过他们父母是怎么样成为基督徒。
They had memorized the Ten Commandments.
他们记住了十诫。
But never once had they heard a story of God answering prayer for their family in a practical way.
但是他们却从来就没有不记得神怎么样是按照一个实际的一个方法能够回应他们的祷告。
They knew what God requires.
他们知道神所要求的是什么。
But they didn't know what God has done.
但是他们却不知道神所成就的是什么。
And that's backwards.
这实在是倒过来了。
It's not very exciting for a young child to learn a list of rules.
对一个小孩子来讲，你给他一长串，你这个事儿不能做，那事儿不能做，这事儿让他没法兴奋起来。
Because we've already given them a bunch of rules.
因为我们要教导孩子已经给了他们很多规定了，这个不能做，那个不能做。
And now we say good news.
然后我们现在说，哎，好消息。
On top of all the rules that your mom and I have given you, here's another set.
爸妈妈给你的这些规定之上，还有这么一大长串的规定，你得做。
That's not very exciting.
那 孩子们肯定不会觉得有多么激动啊。
Moses says,
摩西说
Yes, we must teach them what God requires.
是的，我们必须要教导孩子们神
所要求的。But don't get it backwards.
但是不要把顺序搞错了。
Don't start with what they must do.
不要从啊，他们必须要做什么做什么开始。
Start with what God has already done.
要从神所已经成就的事开始。
Because His commands are based on what He has already done.
因为神的诫命是建筑在神所成就的事之上的。
To disciple our children, we must show them what it means to be a disciple.
所以要教导我们的孩子，首先我们第一件事就是让他们看到什么成为门徒是什么样子。
We must teach them diligently.
我们必须殷勤地教训他们。
And then, starting in verse 10,
然后在第十节
to build our child's faith, we must remember.
要建立孩子的信心，我们必须记得。
Verse 10, when the Lord your God brings you to the land that he swore to your father,
第十节，耶和华你神领你进他向你列祖所
，When you eat and are full，
你所吃，你能吃的饱足。
Verse 12， take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt。
那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
Moses says when you get to Canaan，
摩西说，当你到了迦南地
，When you're busy with daily life。
你每天日常生活那么忙碌的时候
，You're eating, you're working, you're doing all the things that are a part of life.
你在那吃饭呀，你要工作呀，你做的就是日常生活中我们必须要做的每天的事儿。
Beware lest you forget.
但是要谨慎，免得你忘记。
You see, we're forgetful people.
我们都是很健忘的。
And we forget what God has done.
我们会很容易的忘记神所成就的。
We cannot just teach our children once and then move on.
我们不能说就给孩子讲一次，然后我们就去再去照顾别的事儿了。
Nurturing our children as disciples，
我想要想培养孩子们成为门徒
，is something that we do over and over and over。
是我们一次一次又一次要跟他们讲的事情。
We remind them of what God has done。
我们必须提醒他们神所成就的。
If your family is like mine，
如果你的家庭也跟我的一样
，Christmas time， Thanksgiving time。
圣诞节了，这个感恩节了。
Everyone gathers around and eats a big meal.
全家人都聚在一起吃大餐。
And they tell stories.
然后我们大家都讲故事。
They're remembering things that happened when they were younger.
孩子们就会回忆他们小的时候，他们家里头发生的一些事情。
And Moses says.
摩西说。
Make sure you keep remembering.
你要记得，不断的要提醒他们，让他们记住。
The book of Judges shows us why this is so important.
就士师记第二章也告诉我们为什么这么重要。
Do you remember in the book of Joshua that monument they built beside the river?
刚刚我们刚提到约书亚记的第二章，第四章，他是提到约书亚让大家从河约旦河里拿大石头建了纪念碑。
Joshua said, "Make sure you tell your children what happened."
约书亚说一定要告诉你们的孩子
所
发生的一切。
We come to Judges chapter 2.
然后到了士师记的第二章。
It says Joshua died.
第二章第八节，约书亚去世了。
And a generation arose who did not know the Lord or what he had done for Israel.
第十节他说，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华以色列为以色列所行的事。
And the people of Israel served the Baals.
以色列人去侍奉了巴利。
When Israel forgot what God had done for them.
当以色列人忘记了神为他们所成就的事情
，They turned to the gods of their Canaanite neighbors.
他们就转向了这个他们的迦南邻居们所拜的那些偶像。
Go back to that family traveling 30 years later.
再想象一下那个家庭三十年之后来又来到到这个经过约旦河。
The little boy, Dad, look at that pile of rocks.
小孩说啊，爸，你看这一大堆石头是什么意思啊
？What is that?
那是什么意思呢？
Dad is tired.
就爸爸当时已经很累了。
He says,
他说
"That's an old story."
哦，那是个很老的故事了。
You don't want to hear that.
你肯定不会感兴趣。
It's not important right now.
现在这事儿不重要。
In fact, son, here's what's important.
嗨，而且啊，儿子，记住，最重要的事是这件事儿。
Your mom showed me your report card.
你妈妈刚刚把你的成绩单给我看了。
We need to talk about that C.
你这里头有一个 C， 我们得谈谈这事儿。
Because how are you going to ever get into Harvard with a C？
你要有一个 C 的话，你以后怎么上哈佛啊？
They quit remembering.
所以他们不记得了。
The stories got old.
这些故事都变得很老了。
Today seemed more important than what happened long ago.
今天的事儿好像比这很久很久之前发生的这些事更重要，是不是？
And a generation grew up that did not remember what God had done for Israel.
所以别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列所行的事。
And this is true for adults and for children.
这对于成人，对于孩子都是真实的。
When we don't remember what God has done, it's easy to turn to other gods.
当我们不记得神为我们所成就的，那就很容易就转向别的神、别的偶像。
For us, it's not going to be idols.
对我们来讲，也许不是真正的这种偶像。
But the things that are important in our life.
但是在我们生命之中，对我们很重要的一些事情。
Good things.
很好的事情。
Can become more important to us than God.
可以变得就对我们来讲比神更重要。
And those things become an idol.
那些事情就成了我们的偶像。
Those things become where we put our trust.
那些事情就成为我们把自己的信靠所放的那个地方。
How do we nurture our children as disciples?
所以我们怎么样培养我们的孩子成为门徒呢？
We show them what it means to be a disciple.
首先让他们看看成为门徒是什么样子。
They see it in our life.
他们会在我们的生命中看到真正的门徒是什么样子。
We teach them what God has done.
然后要教导他们神所成就的。
We keep reminding them of what God has done.
我们要不断地去提醒他们去记得神所成就的事。
And finally, to build our child's faith,
最后要让我们的孩子有信仰有信心。
We must trust them to God.
我们必须把孩子们交托在神的手上。
Back in Deuteronomy 5, God says this.
在这个生命记的第五章，神是这样说的。
Oh, that they had such a heart as this always to fear me and keep my commandments.
唯愿他们存这样的心敬畏我，常遵守我的一切诫命。
That it might go well with them and their children forever.
使他们和子孙永远得福。
God says to Israel.
神对以色列人说，
I love you. I care for you.
我爱你，我关心你。
And I want to have a relationship with you and your children forever.
我想要永远的跟你和你的子子孙孙有这样的一个关系。
And today, God's heart has not changed.
在今天，神的心意并没有改变。
He loves our children.
他爱我们的孩子。
And so we can trust them to His care.
所以我们可以把孩子，我们完完全全的信靠交托在主的手上。
You see, this morning as I was preparing, I had two goals for this morning.
今天早上我在准备这个讲道的时候，我有两个目的。
Parents who have children at home.
做父母的，家里还有小孩子的。
I want to encourage you to build a firm foundation for your children's faith.
我想要鼓励你为你的孩子的信仰建立一个坚实的基础。
You're not going to get it all perfect.
你不可能做得很完美。
But after you do the best you know how to do.
但是你只要尽力去做到你能做的最好。
You can trust your child to a God who loves them even more than you love them.
你可以把孩子完完全全交托在主的手上，因为主比你更爱你的孩子。
You can say, God, I've done my best.
你可以跟主说，主啊，我已经做到，我尽力了。
Now I'm going to trust them to you.
现在我想要把他们交托在你的手上。
But I know there's parents here who are heartbroken.
我也知道，我们在座的也有些父母是心碎的。
You've tried to teach your children.
你想要教导你的孩子。
You've loved them.
你爱他们。
And they run the other way.
但是孩子们是跑到另一个方向去。
And the devil beat you up.With your mistakes.
撒旦就在用你的一些失败，用你的错误来不断的在击打你。
He tries to convince you that it's hopeless.
撒旦想要你相信说啊，已经没有希望了。
And as I was preparing this for this morning, I thought, someone's going to listen and they're going to say, ah, I didn't do this right.
今天早上我在准备讲道的时候，我就在想，可能有的人会心里听到这个讲道，心里会想，哎，这件事我没做对。
No, I didn't do that one right either.
那件事我也没做对。
No, I didn't do that one either.
哦，这第三条我也没做到。
So I want to say to you.
所以我想跟大家说。
God loves your child more than you do.
神比你更爱你的孩子。
He has not abandoned them.
神没有抛弃，没有放弃你的孩子。
He's not given up on them.
而且他永远不会放弃。
So you must not give up either.
所以你也不应该放弃。
You can trust even that adult child to God.
你甚至在你的孩子已经成人之后，你也可以把他交托给神。
And say, God, I didn't do a very good job.
你可以说神啊，我没有做一个很好的工作。
I didn't know any better.
因为我实在不知道怎么样才能做得更好一些。
But Lord, your grace is greater than my failure.
但是神，你的恩典大于我的失败。
And so I'm going to trust my child to you.
所以主啊，我就把我的孩子交托在你的手上。
Here's why this is important.
这就是这点为什么这么重要呢？
All my life, I have bought a lot of books.
我是爱读书的，所以我一辈子买了很多很多书。
And so I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books.
我家里头是几千本、几百本、几千本的书。
And recently, I've been getting rid of my books.
但是最近我就把我的书开始分送出去。
I've given away hundreds of books to former students. Said, "Here, you're teaching this subject. You can have a book."
我把很多书送给了我以前的学生，因为他们现在在学校里当老师，所以我说你要教导的时候、教学的时候，你会用得着这个。
One of my students said, "Why are you getting rid of your books?"
有个学生就问我说：“你为什么把这些书都要分送出去呢？”
Don't worry, I still have far more than I can ever read.
不用担心，我家里还是有太多的书，我都读过。
I'm not going to run out of books.
我总是有书读的。
But I have fewer than I had.
但是现在的书比以前少很多。
I didn't tell my student why I'm getting rid of my books, but I'll tell you.
我没有告诉我的学生我为什么要把这些书要分送出去，但是我想要告诉你。
You see, I realized a while back I'm an old man.
因为我开始意识到我上了年纪了。
And soon I'm going to die.
可能不过多久，也许我就会去见天。
Now don't worry, I don't have any dramatic.Announcement this morning.
我不是要跟大家宣布说我得了什么病了，不是。
Soon you're going to die too.
我们所有的人，我们都会有一天要去见主面的，是不是？
And when I'm gone,
如果我离开这个世界，
someone's going to come in my house.
有人会来到我的房子。
And they're going to put all of my stuff in boxes.
他们会把我所有的东西都给装到盒子里。
And they're going to take it to Goodwill.
然后就送到 Goodwill 去捐掉。
The same box will have.Books that I bought for a quarter at a flea market.
这书，他们这个盒子里的书，有的是我从这个跳蚤市场大概一个 quarter 就两毛五分钱买的那种书。
And right beside that will be some books that I spent months looking for and spent hundreds of dollars to buy when I found them.
也会有那些非常珍贵的书，我花了上好几个月的功夫去找，最后花几百块钱买回来的这样的珍版书。
And they will all go.On the buy one, get one free shelf at Goodwill.
所有的这一切，这些书，不管是贵的、便宜的，可能到了这个 Goodwill 都摆在架子上，买一送一。
I can't take the most valuable book I have with me.
我要是离开这个世界，我也没法把我最珍爱的那些书带着一起走啊。
And whatever it is that you have,
所以无论你所拥有的是什么
，You can't take it with you either.
你也没法子带走。
The only thing that I can take with me into eternity.
只有一样东西我能够带着我一起进到天堂，进到永久的生命。
Is my family.
就是我的家人。
And so that means they are of incredible worth.
这就意味着我的家人的价值是最重最重。
And so this morning I'm wanting to challenge you as parents, as grandparents.
所以今天早上我想要向大家有一个挑战，不管你是做父母的，是做祖父母的。
Value your children.
珍爱你的孩子。
Determine to nurture them as disciples.
决心要让他培养他们成为门徒。
Because that's the one thing that's going to last forever.
因为这才是一件可以有永久价值的事情。
I want to stand for prayer.
我们大家一起起立来祷告。
I especially want to pray for you parents.
我特别想为家长们来祷告。
That God will give every one of us, whatever the age of our children, that God will give us a heart that cares deeply about our children.
不管我的孩子年纪有多大多小。神都会给我们一个心去爱我们的孩子。
Not out of guilt or heaviness.
不是因为说我们心里觉得沉重啊，或者是觉得有负罪感。
Not because, well, I want to be a great parent so everyone will know how well my children did.
也不是说我想要让人都看到说我的孩子多成功，我是个多么成功的父母。
But because my children are valuable.
而是因为我的孩子是极其的有价值的。
And I want to take them with me to heaven.
我想要把他们一起带到天上，带到主那里。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, you have trusted us.
主啊，你信任我们。
With the children that you've placed in our families.
所以你把孩子交给我们。
Some of us, our children are young, and we're still training them.
我们中间有的人家里孩子还小，我们还在培养他们。
Some of us, our children are grown, and we have less influence than we did before.
我们也有的孩子已经长大成人，我们对孩子的影响就不像以前那么大了。
But Lord, for each of us, would you give us opportunities to guide our children towards you?
但是主啊，不管我们中间孩子是大是小，都求你让我们有机会能够引导我们的孩子走正路。
At whatever age our children are, would you help us to live lives that show them how much we love you and how important you are in our life?
不管我们的孩子是多大年纪，主啊，你都让我们能够在孩子们面前让他们看到我们是谁，我们是怎么样的爱主，主在我们身上成就了些什么。
Would you help us to teach our children what you have done for us?
主啊，你帮助我们来教导孩子们，让他们看到神在我们身上所成就的。
That they will see.How important you are to us.
他们会看到你对我们有多重要。
Help us to remind them frequently of your beauty and your wonder.
让我们一次又一次不断地去提醒我们孩子看到你，神你是多么的美好，多么伟大。
And then, Lord, this morning we trust our children to you.
主啊，今天早上我们把孩子们都交托在你的手中。
We know, I know, I have failed many times.
我自己很明白，我曾经犯了很多的错，很多次有失败。
I look back and say, "Oh, I wish I had done this different and this different and this different."
我回头去看看以前我教导孩子的方式，我可以说我很想说，哎，主啊，我真希望我当时不是这么做。
But God, this morning we give our children to you.
但是主啊，今天早上我们把孩子交托在你的手上。
We trust them to your care.
主啊，我们求主你来教导他们。
And we ask that you will draw them to yourself.
主啊，你亲自的来引领他们，把他们吸引，他们归向你。
That you will love them in ways that we can't.
主啊，你爱孩子是用一些我们所做不到的方式来爱他们。
And that you will allow us the wonderful privilege of celebrating heaven together as family.
主啊，你也给我们这样的美好的机会，让我们可以全家一起来庆祝你的美好。
I pray in Jesus' name.